This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Spoiled votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to the constituency. This evening's starting point is here in what, for some people, is a symbol of the country's boom years, Dundrum Town Centre. The focus will be on 10 Doyle seats across two Dublin constituencies. Dunleary includes areas such as Blackrock, Killiney and Monkstown. It contains areas of huge affluence, but also areas of deprivation. Dundrum is in Dublin South, so too are areas like Churchtown and Sandyford. One person described it to me as the most solidly middle-class constituency in the state. In both constituencies, all five sitting TDs are running again, and we'll be hearing from the five parties who dominate the electoral landscape here. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour, the PDs, and perhaps the big winners from 2002, the Green Party. But first, in one of the more comfortable parts of Ireland, what are the issues that are exercising people?
Well, I'd like to know how come all of this was built, especially when most of the estates in the area said we didn't want it. Is everything done just to satisfy big moneyed people in this country and nobody else's opinion is taken into account?
And did you object to the building of the shopping centre here?
Yes, we did. In its form, you know, this big, you know, because it did take the heart out of the village. We need our own local markets, lots of them, and we need our own butchers and we need little knick-knack shops and interesting curio shops and not London High Street, you know.
Do you think, though, that what we're looking at here, that this is the way of the future?
Oh, yes, I do. But I think people are beginning to really, really look at it now. Now, our village was just ordinary, but we knew everyone. We had chats with everyone every day. And we miss it.
Well, certainly the health service. My mum was in St. Vincent's there a couple of years ago and it was really awful then. So whether things have changed since then or not, I'm not sure, but it was really bad then.
Well, firstly, I think the environment, sort of at a global level, is extremely important. I mean, I don't think there's any disputing the sort of effects of carbon emissions that we're seeing today. So that's number one. Number two, should I say it? Immigration. I think that in the long term, sort of large-scale immigration could have a detrimental effect to society in Ireland.
Do you think that's happening already?
Difficult to say, but certainly in countries like the UK, France, other European countries, it's quite clear that it's happening.
Tax relief on houses, tax too high, infrastructure, price of houses, the building that goes on around the houses, no infrastructure put in for the housing estates, and corruption.
47 of the Doyle's 166 seats are here in Dublin, and in 2002 the capital became an electoral waste ground for Fine Gael. The party currently holds just three of those seats. To put this in context, Labour have nine Dublin TDs, the Green Party have five, Fianna Fáil have 21. One of those who did manage to cling on at the last election was Olivia Mitchell here in Dublin South.
Well, golly, I don't know why I hung on. I hope, like to think that I worked hard, but an awful lot of people worked hard and lost their seats, so that can't be it. One thing, it's a five-seater, you know, so it's harder to lose two seats in a five-seater than where it's very easy to lose one, say, in a three-seater. So in many ways, maybe it was just luck, though I prefer to think I had something to do with it. But, you know, it's also easier to pick up a second seat, and that's what we hope to do at the next election.
I'll come to that in just a moment, but it must be pretty lonely being one of just three Fine Gael TDs in Dublin.
It is indeed, and indeed, now that Gay is also in Europe, it's really just myself and Richard in Dublin now. So we certainly hope to be picking up a lot of seats around Dublin in the next election.
Where are you going to pick up those seats, though? Because if you look across the constituencies, it's hard to see too many gains for the party.
Well, just if you look around Dublin South in Dunleary, we're poised to take a seat there. The opinion polls definitely have us taking a seat in Dublin South West with Brian Hayes. Dublin South East, we've Lucinda Creighton. Dublin North, for instance, we've James Riley, almost certain to get a seat up there. I think Dublin is where we will pick up seats much easier than in the rest of the country, I think.
You mentioned Fine Gael going for two seats in Dublin South. Now, I would have thought that that's going to be incredibly difficult.
Yes, difficult, but not impossible. The last time we got two seats in Dublin South, we had 28% of the vote. We're knocking on the door of 28% now, and we hope by the election that we will. There are 10 good candidates for five places, and, you know, on the day, it depends, you know, who's ahead of who and so on. But I think if it's a good day for Fine Gael, we will take the two seats.
Now, realistically, things can't get any worse for Fine Gael here in Dublin. To get an independent assessment of the party's prospects, I turn to political analyst Nick Coffey.
While I think that they will improve on those three seats, it won't be to any great dramatic extent. I think that, I mean, there are two constituencies that spring to mind that they have to take seats in, and if they can't take these two seats, they can forget it. Dunleary, where they were left without a single seat the last time. Dublin South West, where Brian Hayes, who did very well the last time, and again, a big surprise not to make it. After that, they've got to be in with a shout in a few places, like Dublin North, Dublin West, Dublin South East, and Dublin South. And after that, okay, they may talk up places like Dublin North East and places like that, but I don't think they're going to be at the races.
Of all of the Labour Party's gains back in the 1992 general election, one of the most striking was here in Dublin South. Ethna Fitzgerald topped the poll, receiving the best part of two quotas. 5 years later, she lost her seat, an illustration of the unpredictability of the Dublin South electorate. Next year, the party will have two new names on the ballot paper, Councillor Alex White and Councillor Aidan Culhane. Now, they tied at Labour's selection convention. Aidan Culhane's name was pulled from a hat, but the party later added Alex White to the ticket. Culhane still believes that this was a mistake.
There's only one Labour Party seat in Dublin South, Rachel. There's no doubt about that, and nobody's pretending any different. Now, of course, things can change, and if the spring tide happens, well and good, but We are where we are. We have two candidates. I would prefer to be on my own. I think that the party has damaged its chances slightly with two candidates. It's a much harder job.
Aidan Culhane also opposed Labour's pre-election pact with Fine Gael. So does he still take that position?
I do. I fully accept the decision of the party to make an alliance with Fine Gael and to make a statement of intent that was voted on by, I think, 4-1. I was on the losing side of that debate. But that notwithstanding, I think that we're at the moment a bit too close to Fine Gael. I'd prefer to see us. Yes, we have an alliance. Yes, we have an agreement. But let's go and give the best reasons we can for voting for the Labour Party as opposed to voting for Fine Gael.
Dublin South has a reputation as a volatile constituency. Come count day, there's nearly always a surprise. But it also tends to reflect national trends. For example, in 2002, when the PDs were doing well, Liz O'Donnell put in a very strong performance here. Fine Gael were doing badly across the country. Party veteran Alan Shatter lost his seat. And the Green Party's knack of picking up transfers from pretty much everywhere helped secure the election of Eamon Ryan. But if in 2002 he was the outsider, this time everybody I spoke to reckoned he would be re-elected. Does that worry him?
Yeah, it does, but I don't think anyone is secure in Dublin South. I mean, if you look at it as a constituency, the way I would see it, there are 12 at least, and probably will be a couple afterwards, highly competent candidates. You could top the poll in Dublin South in 15%, and you could lose your seat on 10 or 12%.
If you look at the Dublin South figures from the last general election, one of the most striking things is the transfer pattern. Eamon Ryan started off with roughly the same number of first preference votes as a couple of other candidates. But count after count, he attracted the lion's share of transfers.
The primary reason I would see it last time is just that I went out canvassing for about a year and a half solidly. I went out and presented myself to the electorate in proper Irish traditional fashion, knocking on doors. I think I must have, I don't know how many thousands of doors I knocked on personally.
There's a perception that you personally are far keener to go into government than some of your party colleagues, including your party leader, Trevor Sargent. Is that the case?
No, I think our party is actually united. And one thing we're kind of very, very clear on, we've been in existence now for about 25 years. A lot of us as TDs have gone through a very similar experience, you know, got involved in our early 20s, grew up through campaigns, through working on the ground, through becoming councillors and then becoming elected as TDs. I think we're ready for government. But ultimately, it'll be up to the electorate to decide. We'll be presenting our policies, saying voting Green, we are ready and want to get into government, and we will sit down and negotiate with other parties in terms of trying to form a proper programme for government. That's all ahead of us. First thing we have to do is get elected.
But just to clarify that, you would be prepared to negotiate with Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, I think Trevor and the parties made it clear that that decision by the party at annual convention doesn't rule anyone out. The preference from Trevor and from others and from myself has been clear that we would like a alternative government. I mean, the current parties in government have been, I think, I don't know how many, 18 or the last 20 years in office. They could do with the break. They could do with the rest. But we're not going to prejudge the election or the electorate.
Hamilton, Valle and Willen.
Seamus Brennan topped the poll in Dublin South at the last election. Now, the fact that he was Minister for Transport when the Lewis line that runs through the heart of this constituency was opened is unlikely to do him any harm. The other sitting Fianna Fáil TD here is Tom Kitt. The party's third candidate is Maria Corrigan. I'm on my way to meet Nick Coffey, who's reported on and analysed many electoral battles in Dublin South. Starting with Fianna Fáil, he's going to assess the prospects of the main contenders.
Yes, the two outgoing deputies and very senior members, Seamus Brennan and Tom Kidd, both of them have been around a long time. Maria Corrigan, who did very well, got over 3,000 votes the last time. She's on the ticket as well.
Let's move on then to Fine Gael. We've already heard from one of the three candidates, the sitting TD, Olivia Mitchell. There are two others running, including Alan Shatter.
I mean, this is one that Fine Gael are putting an awful lot of store in the possibility of taking the second seat, whether it's Alan Shatter or Councillor Jim O'Leary, the third candidate. I think Olivia has certainly consolidated her position in the last 4 years. She would have been the junior member of the sitting deputies before that. Alan Shatter around a long time. It's a very formidable team. It's a question of just whether it can be revitalised at this stage.
Now, the other sitting TDs are Eamon Ryan of the Green Party, who we've already heard from, and Liz O'Donnell of the Progressive Democrats.
Both, again, people with national profiles. A lot of people, including myself, thought that Esna Fitzgerald, who had held the seat for Labour, that she might have been there or thereabouts, and Eamon confounded everybody. A guy that's got the respect of everybody right across the board. When people talk derisively of the Green Party being the kind of loony left or the fringe left, they're not talking about people like Eamon Ryan, a serious political.
The Labour Party, you mentioned Ethna Fitzgerald just a moment ago. She isn't giving it another go, but there are, as we've already heard, quite controversially, two candidates.
Yeah, there's Aidan Culhane, Councillor Aidan Culhane, and Alex White. I'm sure Culhane, I think, feels a bit miffed and aggrieved that somebody has been imposing them. I think it's no harm. I think it'll actually help invigorate the Labour Party campaign. As I say, Ethna Fitzgerald got 17,000 votes there in 1992. There is a Labour seat there if they get their act together.
There are also two Sinn Féin candidates running in Dublin South. They're Sean Tracy and Surrican McCormack.
Well, they're not going to take a seat in Dublin South, but their transfers could be vital.
Now, you're not a psychic, but looking at the five seats, are there any circumstances in which you can see Tom Kitt and Seamus Brennan not getting elected?
Never say never. I think it would be extraordinary.
That then gives us three seats to fill. What's going to happen?
Fine Gael will hold a seat. So there's two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, with a battle for the last two between the Labour Party, another Fine Gael candidate, Liz O'Donnell of the PDs, and I suppose you could put Maria Corrigan into the shake there, although I think she'd be an outsider.
Eamon Ryan,
and Eamon Ryan. And Eamon, of course, of the Green Party. I think Ryan will be elected. So that's four accounted for. Where the last one? Well, the last time I predicted that Liz O'Donnell was going to lose her seat, and she confounded everybody. She got the second highest number of first preferences. She will be in a back-to-the-wall situation. There's no doubt in the world about this. It'll be either her, I believe, the Labour Party, or the second Fine Gael candidate to take that fifth seat. On the basis that she's confounded us all since 1992, and I said this before, I'll give it to Liz, but I still, at the back of my mind, feel that somebody like Aidan Culhane could make us all eat our words.
Nick Coffey hedging his bets. It is likely, of course, that yet more candidates will emerge between now and the election. Lisa Marr of the Socialist Party ran in Dublin South in 2002 and may do so again. The party say they haven't yet decided.
Hello,
how
Fiona.
How do you do? Fiona O'Malley.
Hello, Fiona.
He does nice stamp duty, your house tax.
How is your father getting on?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah. Is he soldiering on? He is.
He is, and he's one job. He's retired now, but there's one job he's to do now and help me get re-elected, so I'll be putting him to good use.
It's Saturday morning. It's November. It's bitterly cold. The Progressive Democrat TD in the Dunleary constituency is canvassing for votes. Fiona O'Malley, who of course is the daughter of the party founder Des O'Malley, was elected for the first time in 2002, as was Kieran Cuff of the Greens, both beneficiaries of the Fine Gael meltdown. Now, two previous PDTDs in Dunleary, Geraldine Kennedy and Helen Keogh, both managed just one Dáil term, but Fiona O'Malley is determined to, in PD parlance, break the mould.
Oh, well, I've consistently done canvassing. I suppose I was reared in it. And as my father said to me, never forget who puts you where you are. So I have never forgotten that and always canvassed.
As you know, though, there are people in Fine Gael, in particular in the Dunleary constituency, who would say that Fiona O'Malley has their seat at the moment.
I could imagine that's what they'd be saying, but I suppose, you know, that when you look back at the history in this constituency, the Progressive Democrats have more or less, there is a seat, if you like, here for the Progressive Democrats, but we failed to hold on to it in every subsequent election. I'm determined to break that trend now, this time. I wasn't given much of a chance the last time. That didn't worry me. I kept working and I knew I'd do it. Equally this time, I feel the same. It will be a question. I mean, there's no votes cast yet, so it's anybody's.
Yeah. And remember the two issues.
I will.
What are they, Fiona?
They're housing and law and order.
Thank you.
Goodbye now.
Today's canvass is taking place in Killiney, so to be blunt about it, we're hardly talking about the most disaffected voters in the land. However, the health service gets a lot of mentions and there are complaints about the lack of affordable housing. People are upset that their children won't be able to buy houses in this part of South Dublin. The other issue that's been in the news is the PD's hope that in next month's budget, Brian Cowan will cut the top rate of tax to 40%. Now, that's something that would probably be pretty popular here in the Dunleary constituency. So Fiona O'Malley must be hoping that the Minister for Finance does her a favour.
It would be nice to see it. And again, I'd be firmly of the opinion that it was an agreement in the programme for government. So we should be trying to do it. One thing I'd have a preference for is dealing with stamp duty and that. He has kind of closed that off as an option. And I can understand why he would have done that, but it is something that resonates very, very strongly in my constituency.
We had it raised here this morning.
Yeah, on more than one door. So it's something that I think I'd like to see action on, but, you know, he's not giving any clues anyway.
If Fiona O'Malley is seen as being in quite a precarious position, the two Fianna Fáil TDs in Dunleary, Barry Andrews and Mary Hannafin, are widely perceived as certainties for re-election, something which doesn't please the Minister for Education.
Not only would I hate anybody saying I was safe, but I can also anticipate that some of my opponents will be going around telling people that I'm safe. I suppose one very clear message was the fact that the last Minister for Education and Science in my constituency lost her seat. So no seat is safe.
What then of the voters' concerns, particularly the distinct lack of affordable housing in Dunleary? Perhaps not surprisingly, Mary Hannafin insists the bulk of the blame lies with the local council rather than with central government.
It's a very, I suppose, landlocked insofar as you have the mountains on one side and you have the sea on the other. So it's not possible to extend the housing range or the availability to a great degree. But all the more reason why the pressure is on the council to use what land is there, and they haven't been using it. Undoubtedly, it is expensive. I know myself from my own past pupils, for example, that so many of them have actually had to move out of the area. But hopefully now, with the Affordable Housing Initiative, with the social housing that the council are now kind of progressing, and with the new developments, that there will be greater availability of houses, which hopefully will keep the price down as well for them.
Can I ask you finally about your own political ambition? In my few weeks travelling in the country, several people have mentioned to me that they see you as a future leader of Fianna Fáil. Do you see yourself as a future leader of Fianna Fáil?
Rachel, 9 years ago, I was still standing in front of a classroom teaching. I didn't see myself this quickly in the job that I'm in now. Since then, I have to say my life has taken a lot of unexpected twists and turns, some for the good and some for the bad. So I think in my life I've come to expect the unexpected.
But is it an ambition that you would have?
I'm genuinely very happy with the job that I do now. I love education. I love politics. You put the two of those together and I have my perfect job. And beyond that, I'm only looking to the next election and to get re-elected.
Right, but you're not ruling it out either.
I'm not ruling anything in or ruling anything out. And I'm always very flattered when people talk about me in the context of the most important position in the land. But as I say, at the moment, my focus is on the job that I have to do and on the forthcoming election.
Let's go back then to Nick Coffey for a look at the contenders in Dunleary. Now, a lot of eyes will be on Fine Gael, so he's starting with their three candidates. The former minister, Sean Barrett, who's come out of retirement to run again, and two councillors, Eugene Regan and John Bailey.
The one thing I can say about this campaign is people know that they're there on the ground. I actually spoke to somebody this morning that told me that at 8 o'clock this morning, rat-tat-tat at their door, "Good morning, Councillor John Bailey." So they've got their act together, so they have.
Yeah, I have to wonder about that. I think if somebody knocked on my door now at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm not sure that they would get my vote, but anyway.
Two words spring to mind, the second being off.
Let's move on then to Fianna Fáil. They have two candidates. We've heard from one of them, Mary Hanafin. The other candidate is the other sitting Fianna Fáil TD, Barry Andrews.
It shows that here is a situation where Fianna Fáil decide we're just going to consolidate. We're not. There are no grandiose plans while in theory, sometimes they would have talked about the possibility of a third seat there. Mary Hanafin, as we know, has been one of the success stories, I think, of this current administration, highly respected in education. I think Mary, I'm not going to put the me on her by saying that she'll top the poll. I think she'll be elected comfortably. Barry Andrews, you know, David Andrews is elected in 65, been there a long time. Again, it's a tight campaign they're running. Fianna Fáil have to take two seats there, Andrews and Hanafin.
There are two candidates also for the Labour Party. Again, the sitting TD, Eamon Gilmore, and Councillor Oisín Quinn is also running.
Yeah, well, Gilmore, again, you know, is a prospective minister in waiting. I would see, you know, he's consolidated his position there since he was elected first. I see Eamon Gilmore as another person to be elected. Oisín Quinn, nephew of Rory, of course, did very well in the local government elections, was elected in the Rathmines ward, which, of course, is in Dublin South East. Difficult to see how, you know, they'd perform, I'd think, creditably, a place that they had hoped for a second seat, and in theory one where Labour could take two seats, but this time, no, I don't see it.
The two other sitting TDs at the moment, Kieran Cuff of the Green Party and Fiona O'Malley of the PDs, both running again.
Yeah, two surprise packets the last time, and, you know, Fiona did extraordinarily well, getting over 7,000 first preference votes. Again, another one of those people that wrote her off, didn't give her a chance. Kieran Cuff, on a small base, he just got over half a quota. But again, this extraordinary appeal that the Green Party sometimes have of getting transfers all around the place, brought him in the last time. Again, he will be in an embattled position. His seat is certainly one of that will be targeted this time.
Now, there will, of course, be others running as well. There were, I think, 17 candidates in Dunleary the last time. But at the moment, would you say the people we've talked about, that they're the main contenders?
They have to be. They've got fringe candidates like Boyd Barrett of the Socialist Workers' Party, isn't it? He won't be elected, I don't believe, but his transfers could be very, very important at the end of it.
Let's fill the five seats then. You've already said that you reckon Mary Hanafin will be elected.
Yes, Hanafin and Andrews to be elected, Gilmore to be elected, one Fine Gaeler to be elected. They're hoping for two. I don't think they're going to do it. There has to be then one a casualty between Cuff and O'Malley. And on the basis that when Fine Gael do well, which I believe they will do well this time in Dunleary, that Fiona O'Malley will be the casualty. So that'll be the Green Party to take the last seat.
So you would be saying then two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Labour, one Green.
Yes, but always prepare to eat my words.
Nick Coffey. There will also, by the way, be a Sinn Féin candidate in Dunleary, but the party say they haven't yet decided who that will be. Well, that's it from the constituency for this week. A reminder of our email address. It's constituency@rte.ie. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details, visit rte.ie/Radio 1.